This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always a pleasure to have you. Man, it's cold in here. I don't get cold that easy either. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Even to the point of, we got a live chat room. They're smarter than I in the chat room. If you're on Facebook, you can head over to my Facebook page, The Real Side Radio Show. Well, actually, The Real Side Radio. You head over there. There's also, obviously, a chat room going on there as well. Built in, as you know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate it. So head over to the website. Get involved. Get engaged. Make sure you know, I don't know how you people, I get a kick out of the fact that you read my, you comment on the videos. You comment on some of my posts. But you comment, you're commenting, strictly commenting, on the title. How do you do that? I mean, seriously, it's like looking at the cover of a book. You know the old saying, can't judge a book by its cover. It's it's all don't you love it? I get thrown off so easily though. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. So here's the deal. One of the things I want to go through this hour especially, because it's making me nuts, is, again, the attack on prayer. We consistently have an attack on prayer in this country. And unless you guys, and you heard me say it in the very first hour, unless you get off your butt and you start pushing back and you start making noise, we're not going to be able to protect these kids. Let me see. We've got, looks like Anita from Texas on the line. Let's see if Anita's got something to say about Anita, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
I saw your. I was looking through Facebook, and I saw to call this number if you thought Donald Trump was a racist. And I look at his speeches, and I've heard him, and I've never heard him say that he hates anybody. I am of Hispanic or of Mexican descent, fourth generation American citizen, and I don't feel offended. I've heard him say that he's against illegal immigration, and I understand that to mean Asians, South Americans, anybody that's here illegally, that's what he's against. So I just thought I'd call and say that, because I think that he's not a racist.
Yeah. You know, God bless you, Anita, because I got to tell you something. A lot of people think when you say we can't have all those illegals coming over the border, right away they jump on on Mexicans. They go, wait a minute. There's not just Mexican
exactly.
people coming over the border. There are all kinds of people coming over that border. Aren't you being a racist if you assume it's Mexicans only?
Exactly. And I've done a little research on my own, and Mexicans are not the majority of illegal immigrants in this country. They are not. And that's why I don't understand. All the focus is on that border and not on the Pacific, Atlantic, or Canadian border. It's just that one. And I personally know people that have come, and not only Mexicans, across the Canadian border illegally.
Sure.
And
sure,
they never focus on that. And even I know a lot of Asians that have come to the Pacific border or, you know, of course, the boats back there. But so and focus is never on those borders.
Yep.
So
yeah, well, the
I
major
just think that whoever's.
Go ahead.
That you talk about all of them, not only the one border.
Yeah.
You know. That's all I wanted to say.
No, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate it. That's a fair comment. And, you know, and she's right. But the major bleeding, where do you put the tourniquet first? You know what I'm saying? But she is correct. We do hear, every once in a while, we do hear about somebody gets across the Canadian border. You do have but you have a lot more people at the Canadian border that are watching the border as well. But, I mean, God bless her for saying it. It's true. You know, Trump has never said we have to keep the Mexicans from coming across the border. Can somebody grab me that clip out of one of his speeches? I would love it. It would help me so much because then I could attack him, right? But I don't think anybody can. And every time you ask these people, ask anybody, you know, he's a racist. Give me one racist statement he said. That's all I need. I just need one to turn on him. Let's get back to this. Clemens University administrator said he stopped a man from praying on campus. He said, you know, this isn't a free speech zone, my friend. You hearing me? This guy actually believed that you had to be, you had to be in a free speech zone or designated free speech area to pray. So if you haven't been following, you know, we do higher education stories here all the time. I mean, should we call them higher education? How about education gone wild? How about that? I like that much better. So we have these education gone wild stories here all the time, where administrators just don't have a clue as what the any of the constitutional rights are of the students on campus. And schools are now designating certain areas as free speech zones. Now, they take that to mean that in those areas, you're going to be allowed to, you know, do public, you know, political things, your prayer, that kind of stuff. But and they've even regulated, some of the campuses regulated to certain times of the day. So these ridiculous policies are put in place at these higher education, they say it's to keep people safe. But if, now, unless somebody's yelling in somebody else's face as far as a prayer type of thing goes, but if somebody's standing over in the corner, sitting on a bench and praying, or standing out by the flagpole praying, again, as long as they're not yelling and purposely being distractful, why should you stop them? Why should they be stopped? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. A university says you can't pray but in free speech zones on the university. That's a new constitutional amendment by me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit.
credit history.
Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Hey, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I don't, not a joke, I honestly do appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. If you're live on Facebook, talking there as well. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. You tuned into this one, you're interacting with this one, and I appreciate that so much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We're talking about a university that says you can only... God, these people are sick. I mean, extremely sick. Apparently, you can only pray in free speech zones. I've never heard of. Does anybody know? Because look, I'm not a well-educated man. I'm really not. I done barely graduated out of sixth grade, and then you know when I got to high school, I actually had to go to senior year twice because I quit. It's just stupid. I went back. Yes, I got my diploma. So I, you know, it's, I'm a little slow. I'm slow on the uptake, and I don't get it. But I've never read about these in the Constitution, and I have the translated version of the Constitution that kind of pulls all the amendments together and makes it so it's plain, simple English. I got a problem. Here's the deal. I got a problem. So I can't find any amendment in the Constitution that calls out free speech zones. I found the free speech one. That was easy for me. I just can't find the free speech zone ones. Those are totally ludicrous. Okay, if you're watching, you know, you get an advantage if you watch, obviously. I got a couple things going on. I got a giveaway tonight. Here's a bumper sticker. And if you're watching, you can see the bumper sticker. It's not really bad. It's not, you know, it's not 5 miles long like some of those bumper stickers are. And it's really simple. It says, four Americans died and Hillary lied. The truth about the Benghazi terrorist attack. Now, I will give you one of these for free. Like the government, you get it for nothing, okay? If you're up on Facebook or what have you, and you're listening or watching or whatever, the 10th person that sends me an email, Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. 10th person who sends me an email, all I need is your email address and your real address. Obviously, I'll put it in an envelope. I'll send it to you. It's all yours, and I'll get it out over the next day or two. Anyway, in the coming weeks, we'll be giving away water bottles. We're giving away our coffee cups again. A lot of good stuff just so you can enjoy. Right? It's free. I'm not even asking you to buy them. You get them, as in my vernacular, for nothing. You know what I mean? Anyway, so this is the, I want you to hear this university exec's comment about free speech. Check, and you can't blame this guy, all right, because he's been given the poor task of having to go out there and tell these people, you can't pray but in free speech areas. Take a listen. Let's see.
For me, that this is not a free speech area.
Again, we have designated areas. I take it that you are recording.
Yes, I am.
We have designated areas on campus with him not being.
And I'm sorry about the volume levels, guys. I can't do anything about it, but this poor guy is struggling to tell them they need to pray in a free speech area. This is great.
And a student or faculty or staff, then he has to go through the proper procedures regarding the reservation.
So you told me that this was not a free speech area. Can you clarify what that means?
This is not a designated free speech area. So
that's what it means. It means it's not a designated free speech area. Can you tell me what that means? Yes, I can tell you that it means that this is not a designated free speech area. Well, what exactly does that mean? Well, it means what it means. It's not a free speech area.
If you're more than welcome to take a look at the facility you follow.
And by that you mean that there are free speech areas on campus and that the entire campus is not a free speech area.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you very much. And could you state your name for me and your position?
My name again is Sean Jones. I'm the director of the fire service.
Okay, thank you very much.
Poor guy. And I do mean that poor guy. I mean, think about that. He's been said to, and of course they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna chop his head off or anything like that, but to think about what he's been sent out to do. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, we do these stories all the time on the show. And that's why I said, you know, my patriot buddies, my people, my conservative friends, even my libertarian friends believe in this kind of stuff. You've got to go to these colleges. You've got to get engaged. You've got to get involved. And I'll tell you what, why are you spending my tax money and your hard-earned money, because some of you are paying a portion of it and you're getting grants, to send your kids to these lefty socialist schools? And then you wonder why they don't know. Again, I'm not beating on anybody in particular, but how do you sit there and make fun of our education system and you beat on what our kids know or don't know, and you're an educator yourself, but you won't go and get involved in the education system? Right? Or you've checked out a school where you know they're teaching this lefty stuff, but you still give money to it for your kid to go there. You help your child get grants for that place, and you keep that school alive. Why do you do that? No, seriously, why do you do that? I want you to give some real thought to it, because a lot of us run around with our self-righteous thought process and what we would do to protect our kids, to protect our loved ones, to protect all this stuff. Do we do it? Are you really willing to fight? Are you really willing to do what it takes to take back your education system, to take back your schools? I'm not so sure you are. It's a good talk, but I'm not so sure you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5555. 563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. All right, so I want to get back to pounding on the... I don't mean that physically, so get off my case. Pounding on Jesse Jackson here. I think Jesse deserves it. Because here's again, with the whole Trump thing. You can't have it three ways. All right? You cannot have it so... What the heck is this? I didn't do this. You can't have it so that you're... In one time frame, you're all for Trump, right? You're all for what he stands for. And then in another time frame, your attitude is that that you're not for Trump anymore. All of a sudden, he's a racist. When he's giving you money, when he's building up your communities, when he's doing stuff for you, he's a racist. Yeah, I've been trying to get this story all night long, I know. And I think this time I'm actually going to be able to pull it off. And I want to pull it off because it's right. So let's do this one more time. Let's try to get this right one more time. This is here. Just listen.
I do want to express thanks to you, Donald Trump, for being with us tonight. We need your building skills, your gusto, your rent package for people on Wall Street who represent diversity. And we thank you for coming tonight. Let's give Donald Trump a big hand.
Now, the Raybone Coalition, through a three-day event, he brought Donald in. Donald's rebuilding the neighborhood. He's bringing money. He's bringing jobs. And to a low socioeconomically impact area. He's putting black people to work. He's putting Hispanics to work. This racist man. And he pays his people decently. We will finish this up on the other side of the break. I don't care what it takes. We'll be right back. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting. Listen, if you're in an area where you're having to listen to the show on your smartphone, I guess that's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of you get your information that way, and I appreciate that. But if you want to listen to it on a radio station, you can check our website, therealside.com. You can find stations, times, that kind of thing. And if it's not a radio station in your area and you want to get it, you'd like to hear more of this show, you like what you hear tonight, then call your radio station and let them know. And if they don't respond to you, let me know. Let me know. I'd be more than happy to call them and help out where I can. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, do a gazillion things up there. We're on Facebook Live. We've got a listen live button. I really make it extremely simple for you to get the show. So we're listening to Jesse Jackson. I don't know how to put this other than to say he's singing the praises of Donald Trump. Talking about how great Trump is and what a champion. What a champion for the black community. No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious here. And I love it. I think it's great. Here, let's enjoy some more. Let's see if I can do this.
A big hand for Donald Trump.
I love it. A big hand. Yeah, everybody, come on. For Donald Trump, right? Let's go. Right. And that was Jesse Jackson's voice. It wasn't Joe Messina's voice. And here's Jesse again. He's got more about Donald, his buddy Donald.
I now want to bring forth a friend who has, he is deceptive in that his social style is of such. One can miss his seriousness and his commitment. For the success is beyond argument. When we opened this Wall Street project and we talked about it, it gave us space at 40 Wall Street, which was to make a statement about our having a presence there. Beyond that, in terms of reaching out and being inclusive, he's done that too. And created for many people a comfort zone when I ran.
No. Listen, he created, right? He made it inclusive. He brought us in. Who's he? Let's find out who he is.
And for the presidency in 84 and 88. And many others thought it was either laughable or something to avoid. He came to our business meeting here in New York because he has this sense of the curious and a will to risk to make things better.
Oh, my God. You know, he can't. I can't believe. He's such a racist. What would he be? How could he be caught dead? How would he be caught dead? At a group or for a group or with a group of black businessmen. I mean, how does that happen? They must have tricked him. That's it, right?
So aside from all of his style and his pizzazz, he's a serious person who's an effective builder of building for the builder of people. Last year, he was a part of our workshop, of our panel workshop on what are the challenges and opportunities. And so this, a year later, Donald Trump, for a few minutes, challenges and opportunities to embrace the underserved communities. Donald Trump.
I will tell you, a large percentage of the people, and especially in construction, that are building these great jobs are black and minorities, and I'm very proud of it. We have close to 25%, and I think the number's going up, and they do it.
This is black. This is back in 1998. All right, so this is taking place back in 1998, and he's talking about 25% of the workforce being black and Hispanic, right, and how it's growing. And he's very happy it's growing. Now, some of you are going to go, see, that's proof, right? Why is it higher than that? Why is it 51%? I don't know. I wasn't there. But Jesse Jackson doesn't get up and tell people how great you are. Well, I guess he would. Depends on how much money you're giving him. But other than that, he doesn't do that just because he's a nice guy and he wants Donald to feel good. Not even close, people. He must be doing something right for Jesse to get up and speak to it.
Great job. There are no better builders than we have in New York, and a big percentage of that is black and minority folks. So I just want to thank everybody in the room for being here. I look forward to some questions, and then I don't know how we're ever going to leave this building today, because if you look outside, it is terrible, but we'll figure a way. There's always a way. And thank you. Thank you, Jesse, and congratulations.
Yeah, the bigoted, hateful, racist piece of garbage work known as, oh, that was stupid, wasn't it? Known as the Donald was given place by Jesse Jackson. Go figure that one out. I said to you guys before, and I meant it. If you remember this war on women thing, and I'm sorry, for those of you, I know some of you are going to get mad at me. I don't buy it at all. I saw it coming, and I didn't call it because I wasn't sure. But I'm watching this happen. I'm watching it brew up. I'm watching it stir up, and it smells exactly like the war on women argument. Remember a couple years back? Republicans hate women. They didn't even go down the minority road. Remember, they didn't do that. They stayed. They pounded. They were on top of the war on women. And they stayed with it. Now what is it? What is it? This is now the war on Trump. And they are hitting him from every... this is like... And I'm not trying to give Trump more place than he ought to get here. But this is like, you know, when you have... You got a prize fighter in the ring or a fighter in the ring, and there's only one of him and seven of them. And they're hitting him from every angle they can. And whether you agree with everything Trump says or not, really doesn't much matter. I know everything she's going to do. I know you guys get so mad at me. Another friend of ours, a friend of the show, Stacey Schwimp, said something to me a couple days ago. And I stopped to think about it at first. I know what she's going to do. I know what she's going to do. I know for a fact that she will set up the Supreme Court that'll trample on, step all over my right to worship, my freedom of religion, She will set that court sideways for the next 40 to 50 years. Your children and your grandchildren will feel the effects of this. She will carry on some of these processes that Mr. Obama has, or as I lovingly refer to him as Mr. Oblamo. I am afraid for my children and grandchildren. All right? It really is that simple for me. Trump can be gone in a couple of years. I mean that sincerely. You really think you're going to get Clinton out of there in 4 years if she screws up? And the amount of damage she could do in 4 years, unfathomable. Right? Trump gets in there. He is not a lifelong politician. I actually think to a degree part of this, what a crowning, if you pardon the term, a crowning glory to his career, to his life. I don't think he wants to be in there 8 years. He's going in there to clean up a mess. And I'm so tired of hearing about what a bad guy he is. I wish you guys would do your own. And again, I'm not a Trump lover. I haven't been pushing Trump through this whole thing. Yeah, I think that he's too cocky at times. I think that he has that New York businessman's attitude that's hard to shake. But he's still successful. And for those of you who say, yeah, but look how many businesses his went into bankruptcy. Well, that's not true either. Some of those businesses, remember, he just lent his name to. I'm not going to defend him on all this stuff. I'm just going to hit it real quick here. If you've started 250, 280, 210 businesses, and seven have gone sideways, are you a failure or a success? How many businesses have you started? Some of these yo-hos that are screaming about how bad he is, how many businesses have they started? Now, and give yours truly some credit here. I said it the other night. You know, I do the jobs report. I do the real jobs report every week for those of you who listen on a regular basis. And though it wasn't on the report, I said to you, Caterpillar's in trouble. Look, they provide the equipment, our building equipment. They provide equipment for farmers and such. We're in trouble. They're bracing for some major sweeping cuts worldwide. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.
Ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. And listen, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We have a live chat room on the website. We have a live chat room, obviously. And I guess they don't call it a chat room. I have live comments going on Facebook as well. You can tell I'm the old guy in the room, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and the time you spend, you know, speaking out on this stuff. And I've been saying it all night. It's been my mantra, not just all night. I've been saying it for a heck of a long time. You know, we some of you, and I don't know if you guys, I don't know most of you personally, but there's a lot of Facebook warriors. There's a lot of chat room warriors that aren't out there fighting. And when I say fighting, you know, I'm not necessarily saying grab an axe, a gun, a whip, or whatever. You know, and go out and beat somebody with it. What I'm saying is, when you're at your school, you got back to school nights, are you going through your kids' history books? Are you looking at what's being taught in those history books? Are you going through their social sciences books or their science books or their whatever? Are you taking a true glance? Are you asking your kids what they're learning when they're coming home? What are you doing to make sure that your children are being taught properly? And then when you find out they're not, what are you doing about it? Are you just going up screaming at the board? You're getting parents together, like-minded parents? Because I'm telling you, we don't do that in numbers. Like the Dems slash the progressive left does. When we do things in numbers when it comes to education, that kind of stuff, it's onesie-twosies. No, you go into a school board meeting with 20, 30, 40, 50 people, they'll listen to you. You go in there and make a difference. They're not used to it. They are. I serve as a school board member in Southern California. I'm telling you, if five people show up from the conservative side for anything, my God, mountains move. Because they don't come out and do. They elect conservative people and figure they're going to take care of everything. You can't. We can't. I can't. I have four other people on that board with me. How do you expect me to get the point across when I may not have four people on the same page? Or what they hear is they hear the liberal left screaming louder than the right does. Remember, it's a representative government. It's a not a whatever I want government. I represent you. So when I'm sitting in that chair, I'm not sitting back during an issue and going, wonder what Joe should do about this. No. I've actually even picked up the phone at times and called people that are experts in these areas or know more than I do, or maybe be involved in that particular sport or what have you. To find out why? Because it's a representative government. But most of the guys in my position or women in my position don't do that. They don't reach out. They don't see it as representative, if you would. They see it as whatever they believe it to be truth. The only way you fix that, you constituents, you voters, you citizens, you have to be there in the face of your elected official when he or she is not doing a job. Do not expect them just to do it. We try. I try to do my best. My wife is probably my worst constituent from a standpoint of when I come home, I hear you voted for this. I hear you did that. Why would you do that? So she helps keep me in check, but I don't know how many people have that. But you've got to get the right people. You've got to get right people in these seats. You have to back them up. You have to support them. You have to. You don't just hold their feet to the fire, but support them. When they reach out to you and they say Planned Parenthood is trying to get into your school district and you don't want them in there, and you know the majority of constituents don't want them in there, you need to come down to that school board meeting, and you need to support that man or woman that you've hired by voting for them. Otherwise, it's just one voice. It's the one nut job. Because remember how Planned Parenthood works. We're there for the health care, the kids. We want to make sure they're healthy. We want to make sure they understand that if they're going to have sex, they have safe sex. So that was always the way it was sold in years gone by. Well, they're having sex anyway. So if they're having sex, telling them not to have sex isn't going to change anything because they're having sex. So let's just help make them safe. Let's give them the equipment. Let's give them the resources they need to stay safe. What a way to get around it, right? What an easy way to work the system. However, if you will get people to show up and complain, you know, at the board meeting to talk about these kind of issues, you can stop it dead in its tracks. You can stop many things dead in its tracks. So if you don't want to teach, you don't want to stop sending your kid to that college that's a mainstream, hardcore, hard-left college, how about you get involved at the local level? Because remember, you have grandchildren. I could have said, when my kids were done, I would have said, hey, they're out of here. I'm out of here. You guys have a nice life. But I stayed. It doesn't make me a saint. I'm just saying I stayed. Why? Because I've learned I have grandchildren. They're going to be going through the system. I have nieces and nephews. They go through the system. I've got other people's kids. They're going through the system. Remember, you know, your founding fathers didn't just die for their kids. They didn't just die for their family. Correct? They died for everybody that was living in the country. It's that easy. They died for everybody that was living in the country. Their neighbors' neighbors, the people in the city next to them. They knew what they were signing when they signed that declaration. They knew when they went in the war. They knew when they went out and we're gonna fight what that meant. Do we have that stomach as Americans today? I'm just asking the question. I'm not condemning you. Do you have that stomach? Are you willing to put your job on the line? What are you willing to give up for the freedom of you, your children, your neighbors, again, the city next door? Are you? We are really, really, really good. You know, I talk about this event from time to time. I was asked by the Politichicks, Dr. Gina Loudon, to go do an event in San Diego to help get a Marine. I can't remember the Marine's name, but to get him released from prison. And I was honored that they were asking me to go down there. And for me, it's a three-hour drive. Not complaining, just laying out fact. I get in the car and go. There's thousands of people online that said, yeah, we'll be there. We're in support. And obviously, conservatives, right? Because there were no liberals that were willing to go down and support it. So Dr. Gina and I went down there, Anne-Marie Morrell, myself, and I think it was one or two others that went down there. When we got there, if there were 200 people there, I'd be surprised. And what we got from people later on was, well, I had to work, I had a job. I get the joke. Conservatives have jobs. I get that. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up to make it better? Where are our conservative warriors, the real ones? Not the ones just waving a flag and got a T-shirt on, right? I obey the Constitution, but whatever the shirt says. Who are the guys putting it out there? That's all. I'm just asking the question. Are you helping mentor young men and women to understand, to love, and respect the Constitution? Are you doing that? And it doesn't take a whole bunch. And I'm not trying to preach to you guys. I'm really not trying to get on your case. I mean that sincerely. But I every once in a while, when I have a bunch of conservatives start questioning what's going on in this country, and I see the emails that they send across, I say, where are you? What have you been doing? I don't see you out there. I'm out pounding away. I get little personal notes from some of these people. Hey, saw you at such and such. Great job. Keep it up. Don't stop. Well, I didn't see you. Why weren't you there with me? See what I mean? I mean, again, not condemning. I'm asking the question. I want to know why you weren't there with me. Because I want you there with me. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You guys, this is such an important year for us. I know some of you will say, even some of my friends are so mad at me. Because there's no way in God's creation that you should let Hillary win. No way, no how. And, you know, when they talk about all the things that Trump has flip-flopped on and this and that, you know what? I'm sorry. If I got to pick the worst of the worst of the worst or the two that aren't going to, I'm going to go with Trump. I know what she's going to do to us. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down and I really want you to draw out on a piece of paper, make two columns. Write down what you know, what's important to you. Let's make it all about you, okay? Write down what's important to you. And then across that, who will stand up for you? For real. Don't guess. You know what she stood up for. You know what she's done. Right? Look at what he's done, what he's doing. And check out the stories for real, what he's done for people. Don't just take these little things that come across your smartphone. They're not real. Take a few minutes. Guys, I know we've all got busy lives. I know we're all trying to make things happen, you know, for our families and keep them alive and keep them fed. But take a few minutes. Get out. Stop chasing the Pokemon guy. And take a few minutes and look up for real what Donald Trump has done. Look up for real how many families he's helped out. I know people that know him. I don't know him personally. But the man, I understand, has got a heart the size of Texas. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, your host. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me tonight. Appreciate it. We're here every night. Hopefully you will be too. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you put a big TRS, that stands for The Real Side, in the subject line, tell me what you'd like me to take on. I'll go look it up. I'll go see what I can do about getting that guest on. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Thank you for spending some time with me.